Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging around with me. If you just tuned in, we're glad to have you here. If you've been listening already, we consider that a sign of high intelligence. Sam Norwood is our guest. He's our good friend, a longtime member of our Brain Trust. He's a partner with Tatum LLC. And as you know, and as I've told you many times before, as I told you earlier in the hour, Sam's partners, 600 plus around the country, are out there running businesses, not unlike yours and mine. And these are chief financial officers, chief information officers in small and medium-sized businesses, maybe a few large ones. And they're out there, you know, buying and selling and hiring and firing and doing business and dealing with all the stuff that you and I deal with. And once a month, Sam asks them how things are going. And they tell him, and he compiles it into a report. And he's nice enough to let us have that report and talk to us about that. And he's our good friend. Sam, welcome back to the show.
Oh, I'm thrilled to be back. This is probably, 5 years and counting?
I think so, yeah. And exactly. And we really appreciate your dedication to us, Sam, and the hard work that you guys do. This survey, this report that you produce is invaluable.
Well, we think it's meaningful to be able to survey the same people, basically the same people, every month and say, how's it going? Look back 30 days, look forward 60 days. So we're trying to keep what we call a sandpaper feel on the pulse of what's going on in business conditions in a broad base of industries and all the way across the country.
Right. And the news is, it seems like the news is a little better than it was last time we talked, isn't it?
It's a little bit better. June, it's an interesting thing, Jim, in as much as 30 days ago, when we had taken the prior survey, the outlook for the month of June was not so hot.
In fact, right. It
was kind of negative. And that June came through with much better performance than even our people, who are really where the rubber meets the road, had expected. And to us, that's a clue that this stubbornly strong economy keeps percolating right along, and that's good news. And we've seen a consistent performance that this year, it's been pretty consistent that the performance has actually been a bit better than predicted. And so we keep on going. It's not red hot. It's kind of tepid. But it's at a rate, we think, that the economy's percolating at a rate that is sustainable with low inflation, and it's a pretty good, it's not bad.
Well, when you say low inflation, of course, the what they call the core inflation is about 2.5 right now, right?
Yep, it's manageable, and they focus on that because the others bounce around. The others matter. And so when we look at inflation, we have to say, well, what are we really looking for, the underlying trend, which is the core inflation, or are we looking for the total summation of what it costs people to buy things? And the total summation has been pretty bad, due primarily to the price of oil, which percolates through virtually everything we buy.
But oil and food are not part of that basic basket of goods that give rise to the 2.5% inflation.
Right, exactly.
And so at what point in time, Sam, are we going to have to start saying, you know what, these things are fixed where they are. We're never going to pay less than $2 a gallon for gas, probably closer to $3 for the rest of our lives, if not more. You know, with ethanol coming online, with the government focusing more on biofuels, that's going to drive the prices of our commodities up, and so therefore that's going to impact food prices, et cetera. At what point in time are these things going to have to be taken more into consideration, do you think?
Well, they are currently being considered. When you buy a bond or take out a loan, The total is reflected in the yields on loans and investments in fixed income. So it's already being taken into effect when in interest rates, and interest rates have been rising. Mm-hmm. And if you think that all commodities tend to rise together, that's true. And $1 looks a lot like another dollar, and so interest is the cost of money, and it, therefore it's a commodity. Money is a commodity, and
so you're
the cost
saying
of that is rising along with corn and other commodities.
You're saying that the manifestation of these other elements in the economy is really showing up in the cost of money.
It's showing up in the cost of money and interest rates. Sure is.
Hold on to that thought, Sam. We're going to take a quick break and talk about some of the other business conditions that Sam and his partners are seeing out there, and hopefully there will be some things that will help you with your business. It's 20 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with us. We're back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're visiting with Sam Norwood. Sam is a senior partner with Tatum LLC. And Sam, why don't you tell us a little bit about Tatum?
Well, Tatum started about 14 years ago and is an executive services firm in which we supply executives on an outsourced basis to businesses, small, medium, and large, and in virtually any industry. And we our primary strength is in financial officers, both chief financial officers and now controllers. We've come to also add to our depth down to controllers, but we also do projects that are of a financial and a technology nature. We rescue companies that have botched ERP systems, and we go in and we'll execute projects with the management. A variety of things as an extension of the chief financial officer office or the chief executive office or the board of directors.
And that's Tatum?
Tatum LLC. And if they would like to visit our website, we invite that. And the website is www.TatumLLC.com.
So check that out, folks, if you get a chance. Sam, let's get back into the survey. And one of the things that I noticed was order backlogs are up a little bit.
Yeah,
that's a good sign, isn't it?
It's a real good sign because it's the most tangible, very near-term indicator of what shipments are going to be and sales are going to be in the next month or two. And so it is really good to see that order backlogs are up. And this is the stubbornness. Even though we as consumers are facing higher costs in total, we're continuing to spend and reduce our savings even further. And as long as we continue to spend, then companies are going to continue to ship. And so the good news is there's stubbornly strong indicators on the consumption side, and therefore backlogs are up. The scary thing for us on the other side is has to do with financing, both in the availability to marginal borrowers and in the price, interest rates. We see those rising and probably will continue to rise if the economy remains strong and if the price of energy continues up in the 70s.
Well, I know that the Fed is worried about inflation, even though the core is 2.5. They, gold is not getting any cheaper, is it?
No, gold. You know, and they naturally worry about inflation because if they didn't worry, I mean, they are the guard. They're the guardian of non-inflation.
It's
and
their
so,
job.
I think there's as long as the economy stays strong, it's not hot, but it's tepid, but it's strong enough where interest rates on the short end are not going to come down. They decided last week not to lower the discount rate and not to raise it either, to keep it steady.
Right.
But they have a wary eye, and I think with good reason. And so I don't think we'll see in the near term interest rates, the short rates coming down, the Fed pushing interest rates down.
What about capital expenditures?
Capital expenditures were stronger in June than had been predicted, but the outlook is weak. And so that's a good tangible indicator of overall confidence. As we look out, we're wary, and it may be that the higher cost of financing and the less availability of financing is beginning to hurt the capital expenditure commitment outlook. That's what sustains growth. If money is the fuel, it is capital expenditures that allow the capacity to continue to go up.
And your combination of higher interest rates, you think is contributing to maybe a little bit of a softening of capital expenditures?
Softening in capital expenditures, and also we see a coincident indicator. If we look at all the different industries, we track the different industries that our respondents within Tatum are involved in, and technology industries took the worst downward turn during the past month of any industry that we serve. We think that the technology strength is coincident with capital expenditures. If you commit to projects, you're committing to technology, and when you're not committing to capital expenditures, the technology tends to go with that. And we saw a weakness regionally in the Northeast, and that's a technology-intensive region. And so I think those three are related: the region of the Northeast, the technology industry, and the capital expenditures, all of which tie to rising costs of money in the form of interest rates.
Mm-hmm. I have noticed that the technology, some of the technology companies are having a little bit of difficulty. Also, I noticed that there are quite a few deals out there on technology that they're offering to businesses.
Well, yes, and those deals, I'd like to comment about that. We read in the newspaper about the major private equity groups getting funding in the billions to buy the really big companies. The banks, however, they're funding these because, in part, it's one way to put a lot of money to work in mm-hmm. single deals that are relatively safe, but they're being more picky about the marginal borrowers.
Right, exactly. Stand by, Sam. We're going to take a quick break. First, we'll come back. I want to talk to Sam about employment and your ability to raise prices right after these messages. Tintel, stay with us. I was a dandy, yeah, my kind. We're back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. Check them out when you get a chance. They're different websites. One of them is where you can find the show, and you can subscribe to my newsletter. You can check out our blog. You can read thousands of articles, listen to thousands of archives, and take free fair use possession of our archives, too, folks. Our interviews, like the one we're doing right now with Sam Norwood with Tatum Partners, Tatum LLC, I should say. And of course, AskJim.biz. That's our knowledge base. That's where you can get small business answers instantaneously. Small Business Answers Now. So check those out. No barrier to entry, folks. Everything there is free thanks to our outstanding corporate partners and my organization. Sam Norwood, one of the things you guys report on this month is employment, and your arrows are going sideways for the future and for the current and for the outlook, but the U.S. economy keeps cranking out 150,000 jobs a month.
We are amazed. And I think everybody, the strong employment report last week was surprised almost everybody because we're almost at full employment. The unemployment rate at 4.5% is about as low as it can go, and it's half that for people with college degrees. We're at essentially full employment. Same thing is true in Europe right now, mm-hmm. which is booming. They have the lowest unemployment rate in Europe that they've had in many, many years, and so there's hardly room or much more employment take place. We saw a marginal increase during June, and in the outlook for July, it's a marginal decrease, but it's within the noise level of the statistical significance. And so statistically, these movements in employment among our people were not significant. So that's why the we see it as kind of sideways. Good news is it's not down. And if it were up, we would wonder just a little bit as to where it's coming from, because the economy is experiencing such full employment. So in this coming month.
Isn't full employment a good... Wouldn't that make it a good time to focus on technology? I mean, isn't the answer to full employment more efficiencies through technology?
Well, it's one thing, yes, because you look for cost efficiency, things that will make your operation more efficient. So that's a good factor for technology. But the question is, well, how long is this good time going to continue? And I think that that's the offsetting factor.
Mm-hmm. The thing about it is, though, is when things slow down, all you got to do is turn the technology off. You don't have to keep feeding it.
Well, that's certainly true. But you can also reduce your number of employees if things cool down.
It's easier to turn the equipment off, Sam. You know that. Hey, Sam, let's move over. Let's talk about pricing. Can we squeeze any price increases out these days, or is our pricing power kind of limited?
No, I think it's a good time to be considering price increases, because there's all this cost increase going on, and you have credit.
Everybody knows it. Everybody knows it, right?
Yeah, everybody knows it. And so when you go to your customers and say, well, I'm sorry, but we've got higher prices for cost for almost all these commodities. We're paying higher for metals, for energy of getting it here. We have to pass along some of this. We think that probably right now is a good time to test the possibility of passing along some cost increases into price increases.
What I would do to my customers, especially my business customers, is I'd do a little homework and find out how much of their price increases they're passing along to their people. and say, you know what, hey guys, I need to get a little of that too.
I think one of the essential ingredients of staying strong as a company is having great relationships with your customers, where they'll share information with you and also your suppliers.
Absolutely.
Where they'll share information. And those communications back and forth are helpful both to your customers and your suppliers,
right.
But they're mainly also helpful to you as a business operator.
Sam, I got 30 seconds. I know you just look out 60 days, but what do you think the rest of the year is looking like?
Rest of the year looks to us like it could be tepid growth. In the 1% to 2% range, we think, is possible for the balance of the year. We're concerned about financing as slowing things down. The weakness of the dollar, however, is great for exports,
mm-hmm.
and therefore it's good for manufacturing.
And we've had a good manufacturing year, really, haven't we?
Pretty good, and I think it's helping that the dollar is weak. And
right.
So we think it's going to be an okay year.
I got to wrap it up. Thanks for being here for another good report. We appreciate it very much.
Great pleasure to be with you, Jim.
We'll see you next time. Sam Norwood, ladies and gentlemen, with Tatum LLC, and that's TatumLLC.com. I got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. This is Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. And as you know, this program is for you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.